The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third one 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away immediately. The one who received the 5 talents went and traded them with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here is your money back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you know that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, the Gospel contains a story about a man who tried to play it safe. Rather than running the risk of losing anything, he buried his master's treasure in the ground and left it there. And when his master returned, the original amount was waiting for him. Nothing had been gained, but nothing had been lost. He started with 1,000 silver pieces. He ended with 1,000 silver pieces. And that was the essence of his report. He said to his master, "Here is your money back." The startling part of the parable, though, is how the master reacted. To put it mildly, he wasn't exactly pleased, was he? The fact is, he was livid with rage. He called the servant wicked and lazy, stripped him of all his possessions, and banished him off to a place of misery. We can be shocked by the severity of that sentence. The punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime. Indeed, it's difficult to link this man with any criminal activity. He didn't treat, he didn't cheat, he didn't steal, he didn't lie. He may not have deserved a promotion like the other 2 men got, but surely he didn't deserve such harsh treatment. Admittedly, he'd not done anything good, but neither had he done anything bad. The worst that can be said about this guy is that he had not done anything. That's the worst. And that's the point of the story. In the eyes of Jesus, it was apparently a serious matter not to do anything. He once told a story about a man who was beaten and robbed and left by the roadside to die. The hero of the story was a Good Samaritan. Remember that story? He helped the man and probably saved his life. But who were the villains in that story? Well, it wasn't the thieves or the robbers that threw him over the side of the cliff. It wasn't them. They were just a backdrop to the story. The real villains in that story were a priest and a Levite. They saw the man's need, passed him by, and did nothing. The same truth stands out in the parable of the prodigal son. Here's a guy who was reckless and irresponsible, a young man who wasted all his father's money. But he was not the villain in the story. The villain was the elder brother who did nothing. He didn't attend the party. He wouldn't share his father's joy. And you remember the story about the fig tree? Jesus cursed a fig tree, not because it had bad fruit, but because it produced no fruit at all. You know, Jesus makes it abundantly clear that we need not be criminals in order to displease him, in order to displease God. We don't have to be really bad people. All we need to do is nothing. Take what's given to us, bury it in the ground, and refuse to use it. Treat life as if it was just a holding action. Stick to those things that we're already familiar with, ideas that makes it be in our comfort zone. Stay close to the friends that we already have. Never enlarge our circle. Never turn loose. Watch out. Come to the end of the day and say, Lord, here is your money back. If we want to displease God, all we have to do is allow the story of our lives to be summarized in the tragic phrase, nothing ventured, nothing gained. This man's attitude and action was based on fear. Fear of failure. He said, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. He obviously felt that the worst thing that a person can do in this life is to try and fail. Some of us can sympathize with that feeling or understand it, at least somewhat. No one enjoys failure. It's a painful experience, but it's not the worst thing that a person can do. Evidently, according to Christ, the worst thing a person could do in this life is not to try. Every week around the world, thousands of athletes take to the field, engage in some kind of competitive sport. One team competes against another team, and the object of the game is to win. Any athlete worth his salt wants to win. But at least half of them fail to achieve that objective. A few games end in a tie. In all the rest, one team wins and the other loses. The losers will be disappointed. Some of them will weep. Losing sometimes can be a painful experience, but it's certainly not the worst thing that can happen. The worst thing that can happen is not to try. Picture a team that is so afraid of losing that they don't even show up for the game. At baptism, as Paul says in the second reading, we become children of God's family. As we grow, we're given the treasures of sacraments. These are the gifts, the talents given to us so that we can become effective disciples by living the life that God calls us to and by sharing that life with others as it was taught by Jesus himself. The man in our gospel is called wicked and lazy because he didn't even try, because he feared failure. Are you lazy in your faith? Are you lazy when it comes to sharing your faith with others? God expects a return on his investment. Go and make disciples in some sort of just fancy saying or slogan. It's a call to action. So let's not just bury our calling in the ground of laziness. Let's go forth in this place and tell others of the joy of our faith and in living the life that Christ has given us. Paul, in our second reading, says it well. We are called to be children of the light. So children of the light, remember this. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Children of the light, God expects a return on his investment in each one of us.